Whether you know it or not, much of your daily conversation centers on change. Change consumes your conversations when you negotiate things like whether to go to your usual restaurant or do something different, whether to buy a new car, whether to renew a magazine subscription, whether to rearrange your furniture. How about changing long-distance phone companies, and so on. Negotiating change is one of the four big conversational topics every couple encounters. And for this reason, it's imperative that you consider whether either one or both of you prize loyalty as one of your top emotional safety needs. For once you understand how each of you reacts to change, a big portion of your conversations will go much more smoothly. If your safety need is loyalty, you'll be resistant to change. That's me. I tend to resist change. I prefer the slow and steady. I love traditions. Why? It goes back to one of my big fear factors, losing the stability that comes through loyalty. I'm loyal to my friends, to my colleagues, to my church, and to my husband. Loyal consistency makes me feel safe and secure. For me, friendships are for life. I don't just sign up to test out the relationship. If I'm your friend, you get me for the long haul whether you like it or not. And this deep safety need translates into loyalty in almost every area, even the grocery where I shop. Seems silly, I'm sure, if you don't have this need, but if you do, you know just what I mean. Of course, my loyalty combined with my high need for approval, and thus my inclination to be influenced by feelings, makes me more prone to eventually come around to trying out something new. After all, I'm loyal to Les, and if he wants to seize an opportunity, I'm likely to back him up. Eventually. Still, in my core, I'm resistant to change, while he thrives on it.
The downside to resisting change is illustrated powerfully by James Belasco in his book Teaching the Elephant to Dance. He describes how trainers shackle young elephants with heavy chains.